Thank you, Mr. Chair. South Africa, the National Action Plan to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, or the NAP, is an important tool to prevent and combat racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, and other discriminatory conduct and forms of prejudice that we have been experiencing in South Africa recently. In order to ensure effectiveness, the five-year indicative implementation plan covering the periods 2019-2020 to 23 and 24 is closely aligned to the government's medium-term strategic framework, in particular priority six, social coherence and safer communities, which gives expression to chapter 19 of the National Development Plan, Vision 2030 of South Africa. The first year of the NAP implementation plan, however, coincided with the national elections in May 2019 and a subsequent change of administration with the extensive reconfiguration of various government departments, which necessitated some adjustments to be done. The Department of Justice and Constitutional Development was tasked by Cabinet with the responsibility for the NAP's development, coordination, and implementation, and remains the focal agency during the implementation phase. In order to ensure that the NAP is accessed by broader public and understood, it has been translated into and is available online at the website in 8 out of the 11 official South African languages. And it will soon be available online in the remaining 3 official languages, as well as printed in versions in Braille, and which will also be made available. A simplified popular version of the NAP in English was also developed and is and enable easy access by the broader public. The number of deliverables over the first 5 years of the implementation cycle of the NAP is, for example, to ensure baseline study on the levels of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, to ensure data collection of disaggregated statistical data for the measurement of these factors, and an early warning mechanism to respond to incidents of racist and xenophobic offenses and hate crimes, to ensure a database for service providers accessible to victims of discrimination, promotion of research strategies to determine the impact of the NAP on the levels of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, as well as to engage key stakeholders on key responsibilities and initiatives that will promote the implementation of the National Action Plan. Also, promotion of social cohesion within the South African society, public engagement on racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and other intolerances, and also ensure the human rights of foreign nationals are promoted and respected, give redress to victims of colonialism and apartheid, eradication of gender-based violence and discrimination, and promotion of constitutional human rights awareness. The effective implementation of the NAP, amongst others, necessitates the establishment of an effective and accountable national government structure to oversee the implementation of the NAP. And as such, South Africa is currently in the process of establishing a governance structure responsible for providing strategic direction in respect of the implementation of the NAP. This structure will guide both government and different sectors such as civil society, labor, media, and Chapter 9 institutions. South Africa is also in the process of creating a NAP virtual repository in collaboration with various internal and external stakeholders, including Statistics South Africa and the Government Communication Information System. As for implementation, the government has, for example, rolled out legislation to ensure that fascism and hate speech are justiciable and launched an anti-xenophobia campaigns, some of which have been conducted in collaboration with the UNHCR. In addition, given the challenges associated with the national state of disaster declared because of the COVID-19 pandemic, a virtual campaign plan was developed for further campaigns to be rolled out. Considering the large task at hand, South Africa continues to collaborate with various partners and stakeholders in developing, implementing, and promoting various initiatives to contribute towards the implementation of the National Action Plan and Program of Action. I thank you.